the amount of beer that's available to us now compared to 2005 when we started is astronomically more.
And is that sort of customer demand driven? Are you finding people coming in and demanding like this beer or that beer, or asking if you can, you know, increase the range of things you have on tap?
Definitely, definitely.
Right. Do you think that, you know, now sort of 9 years on, there's obviously a bit more competition in the kind of craft beer market? Is that helpful for somebody, you know, who's been in this arena for some time?
Definitely. You know, it keeps you on your toes, and you want to do something, you know, you always want to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't look at it like competition, because we're pretty much friends with most everybody. The craft beer scene's pretty friendly one, so we don't look at it. It's not cutthroat. You know?
Right.
People that drink beer are typically friends.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's a good social lubricant, isn't it? You can sit down and have a beer with people. What about the idea of, you know, where you are? Because I know that, for example, Red Light used to be in a slightly different location, not too far away from where it is now. But how much of a change is that?
Yeah, we're in our third location now, and we've definitely grown in space with every location. Our last location was a bit of a destination. We didn't have a lot of stuff going on near us that would attract people.
Mm-hmm.
But we moved to more of a neighborhood, and we get a lot of people walking, riding their bikes, and there's a lot of other like-minded businesses in the area that draw the same crowd. So,
Sky, I want to turn to you now. The Hourglass Brewery has been around for just about a year and a half. Why did you decide to open up a brewery here in Central Florida?
Pretty much a hobby gone awry. I think every home brewer has that kind of imagination, delusions that they can open a brewery someday. And
mm-hmm.
we were crazy enough to do it. And as the economy started tanking, we started planning. And 3 years later, it happened. And it went better than we thought.
What kind of things did you encounter along the way? I imagine that it's quite a step from being a home brewer, you know, cooking things up in your garage or wherever you have your setup, to putting that onto a more kind of industrial scale and trying to serve more people day in, day out.
There is definitely a lot of fine-tuning going on when you scale up. Right at the point we're at, we scaled up 10 times the size. So there's a lot more fine-tuning in the recipe to get it to where it was. But then there's also a lot more fine-tuning you can do that you can't do on a homebrew level. So, it's just a lot of trial and error, a lot of experimenting, and a lot of insanity.
Your customers fairly forgiving people, or if you serve them a dud brewer, they can let you know?
We try not to serve them anything not palatable, and we have dumped a batch or two because I didn't think it was up to par. But yeah, they will not hold back any comments if, you know, this could be better, this could be hoppier, this could be sweeter,
mm-hmm.
and there's no offense taken in that. It's a critique process for sure.
Well, let me turn to you, Ron. You've been in the professional brewing scene for a long time, 2 decades almost. What's your sort of take on the growth in this industry? Do you have a sort of a longer view? You see it sort of going up and down over those decades?
Well, I've always seen Florida as a beer wasteland for many years, and we finally kind of rounded that corner as California grew with many different beer styles. We finally started to see them in Florida. So it's taken a long time for that to happen, but we are, I feel, no longer a beer wasteland.
Why do you think it's taken so long for it to be transformed from a beer wasteland to what it is now?
Many variables, but I go back to being the Bible Belt. It's just hard to change the South from the way it was to the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also one of the highest per capita beer consumption states in the country. So we've been drinking probably the wrong beer for many years, and we finally rounded that corner to where we're drinking more crafts and more local stuff.